Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sometimes we see a story in the news and we go, let's talk about that. And that leads us to stories from listeners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some reason, Eric is fired up today about something.
I'm pretty peeved.
Okay. Well, yeah. The topic we're tackling right now is something that you think should be a law. So either you think something should be illegal or it's something everyone should have to do.
Sure.
Like there ought to be a law about blank. What is the problem today, princess?
Well, when you say it that way, I am done with cars. It should be illegal to have cars.
Oh, no. Hey,
wow. Cars that look like police cars. It should be illegal for you to be pulling up behind me with your big honky-chonky little thing on the front of your car. That is for what? And not be a police car.
What do you mean honky-chonky?
There's that black rail thing in the front.
That they use for pit maneuvers.
Oh, like the bumper thing on the front?
Yes, and it's so big, and it makes it look like you're going to arrest someone, and you're not.
How do you,
a white SUV.
How do you feel about undercover cop cars?
Well, that should probably be illegal too, but at least they've got a point.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
I don't think this was an undercover cop car.
Okay.
You just think it's somebody who put like a
honky-chonky bumper on the front of their car.
I need you to understand, in the history of the human language, honky-chonky isn't a thing.
It is.
It's not.
I call my dog honky-chonky sometimes.
Right. So then if I strap Swanson to the front of my car, people are like, is that a cop?
Well, honky-chonky,
he is pretty serious.
I mean,
what? No, but you know what you mean when you're driving around, you're like, is that a cop behind me? Even if you're not doing anything wrong, well, I was gonna make myself pass out.
It would probably be better for all of us if you did.
I agree. Especially some of them have the two tone. It's like the black and the white on the
car.
You
understand that old police cars get sold.
Guess what?
Like you can buy an old Crown Vic.
They should be required to be repainted.
Yeah.
It should be illegal.
Because some of them even get resold still with the little spotlight on the side. So they still have that.
That should be illegal.
You think there should be a...
Why wouldn't it just come with the handcuffs and everything too at that point?
And a gun. And a taser.
Yeah.
I don't need the fear of the police behind me when it's not.
It's funny that you say this because one of the big complaints we get every time we do this topic is people go, there ought to be a law that on the radio you shouldn't be allowed to do like... I forget what do they say? They say you shouldn't be allowed. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. You shouldn't be allowed to do.
It was like a sound or something.
Yeah.
If you're in your car and you're annoyed at soccer right now, so are we.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Don't play car horns, sirens, or crash sounds.
That Shaw Millionaire song, Riding Dirty. Has a really big car crash at the end or at the beginning. I can't remember.
That?
And you go, what just happened?
Can you imagine?
I don't want to do this, but I have a lot of cred riding on this. It's Chamillionaire.
Wow.
Actually,
I think I do that.
I feel like I have to.
What cred do you as a Parker ride?
People are going to be like, yeah, come on. You just let her butcher that?
Okay. So
weird.
If someone were driving around right now and they heard this, and then they look in their rearview mirror.
And there's a honky-chonky bumper.
Somebody's got a dachshund strapped to the front of their car.
No.
You don't even know what's happening right now. Okay. So we need better examples than the one we've got right now.
What?
No, I mean, I get it. I do agree. There is that thing.
Your body just jumps a little.
Yeah. I also think real cops shouldn't be allowed to drive 10 miles under the speed limit. Like, they just get on 470
and
go,
they wait for you.
And you're like, ugh. And then everybody just clumps up around them. And you're just like, come on,
right,
man.
You don't want to pass it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing with all of this. You know what you're doing, whether you're the real cop or the pretend cop.
Like, you know what you're
you
doing.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, stop it.
This isn't preschool.
Thank you.
Yeah. No more
playing. All right. So if you want something to be a law, we might be able to make it happen. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
If I love getting mail. I've said that. People send mail. I answer.
Prisoners.
Yes. But if I get mail that is addressed current resident.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That shouldn't be allowed. That should be, you need to know who I am, who's living there in order to send me mail.
Or at least try.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that should be a law. Most of my mail right now is that. I've done a really good job. Yeah. I've done a really good job of shaking everybody off of my tree, if you will. All the direct marketers. Like, I do, and now it's all current resident. Makes me very mad. Yeah. I have one.
Okay.
I'd like to get to real quick. It was one that I saw on the internet, but I'd like to apply it to a little wider scope. They say there ought to be a law that you shouldn't be able to send sick kids to school.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am really glad you reacted that way, Aaron.
Oh.
I am getting my paycheck. That is different.
You would still get it if you were at home.
Just call in sick. You're allowed to not send your kid to school.
It's school.
Aaron's in here like.
Right. Worse.
Rude.
She just keeps getting worse every day.
Worse and worse, and she keeps coming to work.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
I have like an immune.
What? Kids are always sick. Yeah, there's no, the kids are never sick.
What about adults?
Yeah. I
don't go to school.
But your kid goes to school. They're carrying the virus. They bring it home. And or Aaron's carrying
right
it.
Here.
Kids get sick all the time, no matter what. Like, no matter what you do, your kid will get sick.
No, there ought to be a law that if you're sick.
You can prevent your kids from getting sick.
How?
I'm asking. No, you can't.
Yeah, you could if the sick kids stop coming to school.
No. He's also saying, don't come to work if you're
just
sick.
Just don't come to work if you're sick. Don't come to work.
No. Oh my God, T-Hack.
I've never called out sick.
He hasn't.
Get
and it's
over
weird.
It.
But he also doesn't get sick.
What are we doing? We're sitting in an office chair. Like, we can work.
I know, but I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring sickness to my mother.
Mm. So then you should stay home.
No, that is not how that works. I'm
with
you, Slacker.
Aaron's sick. I'm not coming in.
Great.
Pat, did you have one you want to get off
I
your chest?
I do have one.
There ought to be a law.
I've lobbied for this before. I think that it should be illegal for you to need scissors to open the pack of scissors that you're buying. Like the new scissors. It should be some sort of packaging.
Clearly, it just explodes when you hit a button and it goes.
Yes, poof. I need scissors. Now I got to cut this open.
Yeah,
I
you're right.
It's a never
so
ending
meta,
loop.
But yeah.
And it's dumb. It should be illegal.
They shouldn't put scissors in such a. You're right.
Do they still?
Yes.
Yeah.
They put that thing on the outside and you're like, huh.
Yeah, the plastic part on. Yeah.
I have to go to a friend's house and go, do you have scissors? And I'm like, no. You seem to be holding some. And I'm like, I know. But I can't get to
one. I know. It's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. This was dumb. But if you.
Yep.
It was honky chonky.
If you have something that drives you nuts enough that you want to create a law.
Slacker.
What? 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to people about what ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm.
Things that make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, what's this person? Do they have one or what's their problem?
No, they're just upset with you.
Oh. Why would anybody be upset with me? Claudia?
Yay, beautiful people. Happy New Year. But you, Slacker, there should be a law where it says you can't put sounds and horns and police on the radio to a 61-year-old lady.
Slacker.
Because I thought someone was following me.
Claudia, what's going on over there?
What's happening? It sounds like there's a lot of commotion where you're at. Are you okay?
She did.
Well, you're
the station.
Guns on me and...
Oh.
A baby.
Do you have a baby there?
Congrats.
I'm so mad at you.
What is happening? Okay, you're fine. I mean, just watch out. What?
Slacker!
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Slacker, stop it.
We love you, Claudia.
Oh, man.
So did anybody text with anything good?
Yeah, there was a lot of chatter about cars and police cars and all that, but there should be a law that does not allow the commercials to get louder, especially the first one after a movie or
show.
Right,
there is one.
Yes, but I don't know if it is in Colorado. I think it passed in What did I say?
It was kind of Colorado, but I'm on the slide.
Sorry.
I don't think it passed in Colorado,
but I think it passed in California. So we're getting there.
Maybe I don't know if it's on the radio. I think on the TV.
She's talking about TV.
Yeah.
TV shows.
I think it's a real thing.
Yeah. For sure.
There's a couple others. Glitter should be outlawed. It's sticky and gets everywhere.
I'm just going to, did I do this on the air? Like the New Year's thing?
Mm-hmm.
It should absolutely be outlawed.
You referenced the dusty balls.
Yeah.
Oh.
When we talked about confetti.
Yeah. And then we got into the confetti.
Right. And there ought to be a law for people who walk slow in aisles, but take up the whole aisle and don't realize that there are others around on top of that.
You know what we should do to those people?
No.
Sorry, I'll come up with a different one.
Gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Yeah, I'm just going for it today.
News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
Sorry.
This is news. Or nope.
It's the Friday edition. Only one nope left in the room. Still.
TX got it?
Yeah, I think TX almost got it.
I guess. Yeah. I didn't like using mine earlier this week. I felt pressured into it.
You did. It was a real... Was there a video for that?
I didn't even get to use one. There's not one up.
I thought I saw, or did you do a story of it or something? I don't remember. I thought I saw something where the chaos happened in the middle. Mm. Did I not see that? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I think you're
making
it up.
Maybe I did make a story.
I think
about
you did.
That. Maybe
like
I
you
could
did.
Repost it. I'll check and
the
see if I have it.
The chaos of the news.
Must have been your other radio show.
Also, for the record, I never got to use mine. It just got taken away.
Yeah, because you banked on the wrong horse.
Did I give mine to her?
No.
No.
You can give it to me. Yes. Okay.
Oh, well, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Erica.
19, at least 19 gas stations across Denver metro area received contaminated unleaded fuel from a third party supplier.
Wait, this isn't a lie?
No.
No, it's very real.
Crews were working overnight to actually pump out all the wrong gas because it seems that some of the diesel
got mixed in.
No, the diesel pumps got normal gas. Which would kill your car, right?
No, it's the opposite. The normal, I think the normal got diesel.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Would kill your car.
Would kill your car. Yeah, so people were working overnight in the snow to unpump all of this gas.
But how did they find out? Because they killed a bunch of cars? Like, were people like,
Yeah.
This means potentially thousands of drivers filled their cars with diesel fuel instead of gasoline.
I heard it's like I don't want to get this wrong. Do you have the places like it was at Costco and
some King Supers and some Phil Long Ford of Denver. So they must have gas there that they fill their own cars with. So if you went in there, sounds a little crazy. King Supers is the only company so far.
I thought I saw Costco
comment on it, but
yeah,
King Supers, Costco, and Murphy Express locations. It looks like.
Oh, I saw Circle K.
Oh, the division took a sample from the Costco at River Point and Sheridan.
That's your Costco. Do you get gas there?
Yes, but I didn't this week.
Okay.
So.
But
it did confirm the contamination. So I guess they're going to have to go around and test everything. I don't know.
Yeah, but then what happens if you put gas in? Do they owe you a new car? Like what?
I don't know.
What I saw is that you're supposed to contact where you got the gas from and start the claims process. It's like going to be
a mess. Destroyed.
Oh my God. Because I don't know that it's an easy fix.
There's, Parker, Longmont, Littleton, Denver, Castle Rock, Castle Pines, Broomfield, Boulder,
so it wasn't
Bennett.
Just one truck doing it wrong? Like, they filled a whole bunch of trucks with the wrong stuff.
I guess so.
Oh.
We can put up this list
God.
On our stories, by the way, so that if you got gas at those locations, you...
Mm.
They discovered it fast, but it's just...
Also, those are the only confirmed.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a girl, a friend in high school who put diesel in her car
because it was cheaper. She's like, look how much money I saved.
Yeah,
and it ruined
her car. Yeah.
Oh,
last note about this.
Yeah,
it seems that the gas was distributed between
I hear it's like overnight
2 p.m
Wednesday
and 6 a.m Thursday. So if you basically
bought gas anytime
got gas
in
since
that-
2 p.m Wednesday, you should be careful. Happy Friday.
That's the most serious story we've ever
sorry.
done on News or Not.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't have a story per se.
Oh.
But it is Friday, and there's no really other place to put this, I guess, other than this. But we are able to receive voice messages on the Odyssey app.
I'm freaking out.
We can sometimes get voicemails. People call the front desk.
What are you doing?
I think something's happening.
We received a voicemail, and I just think we should play it. And
are you with me?
I don't know what this is.
You're in disgust. Dude, you don't spring crap on me.
I feel nervous. I feel like something's happening.
And nobody's got it. Nobody has a way to stop him. What are you doing?
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Why would we want to stop him? I need to know what this is, but I have a...
I would like to know news. I would like to know behind the scenes and not personal live on the air. News.
Well, I think we should play it. There's no other... Where am I supposed to play? It's not a good one. That's the... It's kind of a complaint.
No. Oh. No. No.
You don't have one!
No, I need to hear it. I think Anyway.
Should I note myself? I'll do it. I'll do it if you don't want to play it.
Play it.
It's this file that right here? Okay.
I just heard the word this kind of language comes over so frequently that I would very much appreciate your monitoring for the kind of language delivery that you are giving to the unprepared public. Thank you very much. Good night.
So that came in over last night.
What was the word?
303-222-5423.
What was the word?
Guess the word that made her so upset.
Was it like butthead or something?
No. We're not guessing.
Sorry. I want to make something clear. I thought T-Hack was announcing he was having another baby.
Jesus. Oh my gosh. Okay.
You know the word.
I know the word.
You bleeped it.
I had to bleep her because she said it again, which...
Is it
if it's that offensive, would you repeat it? But okay.
Is it an actual like bad word? Would we
allegedly
303?
Yeah, we said it's
222.
It made her upset enough.
She's got a great phone. Can we get her a new phone?
5423.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
A new Star Wars horror series is in the works.
A new Star Wars what?
Horror series?
Horror?
Yeah.
She's got a cold, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, say Bob.
Bob.
Oh, no, it's Mom. I'm supposed to say
Mom.
All right. It's not Bob.
Bob. Mom.
Sorry, what? Never mind. Okay. I've ruined everything.
Yeah.
That was the word.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Let's see if this catches people by surprise. Anybody know what day it is?
Only as of about an hour ago.
It's Feel Good Friday. It's one day of the week we're contractually obligated to tell stories that are feel-goody. Mm-hmm. Normally, Aaron and Erica don't know what day of the week. You guys seem like you're prepared.
I was ready this time.
I was not. I came in and sat down. We started the show and I went...
Okay, so?
But I've got a really good one.
Who wants to go first?
I would like to.
You would?
I would.
Mm. Okay.
It starts sad and I want everyone to bear with me here.
Okay, let's go. Let me turn this...
This is a story about one of the... children of two of the figure skaters who were killed in the plane crash last year, or about a year ago, actually.
Okay.
He is a 24-year-old figure skater himself, and right now they're doing all the gearing up for the Olympics. Mm. Everyone stay calm.
She knows that we can't.
I know.
Nope stories and Feel Good Friday.
So he is competing to get to the Olympics, and his name is Maxim. I don't totally know how to pronounce his last name. Let's say Nowov.
Okay.
And when it came time to get a score after competing, he pulled out a photo of himself and the first time that he was ever on ice, holding both of his parents' hands as they were Olympic skaters, so that he wouldn't be getting his scores alone.
Oh my God.
And when he got his scores, he came in first place.
Shut
after up. What has to be the hardest year of his life.
They just died.
Like they died year. In that DC plane crash that it was, there were tons of Olympic skaters on it. Yeah. So the feel good is that he came in first.
So does this mean he made it to the Olympics? Or
I don't believe yet.
Just the beginning qualifying stages. Gotcha. Yeah. It's not
so I'm really hoping that we get to see him in the Olympics. I also think these are going to be tearjerker Olympics during all the figure skating. Yeah.
Hack, I don't know how to tell you this because I'm a fellow Olympic hater, but my feed had some figure skating people on it this morning and they were in such sync that I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And I was like, I'm it.
I'm gonna get
you. I don't want to get sucked in, but
a story
they were
like
so
that.
Good.
Yeah.
A story were, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, okay.
Well, because mine is kind of timely and it's local.
Oh.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah.
This just happened. I'm trying to feel good. At an animal hospital in Wheat Ridge.
Oh.
Anybody hear about this?
No.
A man walked into an animal hospital and he didn't have a pet. He just sat there and waited. And as people came hurrying in with their sick animals, he would stand up and walk over to them with a white envelope and hand it to them. He handed each person $200 to pay for their emergency medical exams. Apparently, he had lost a pet or something recently, and decided that he wanted to pay for everybody's medical bills that day. This was actually on Christmas morning.
Shut
up. Oh my gosh.
He did this. And he'd paid for 10 different people's bills for Christmas morning. Because, you know, you're in crisis. Your dog just swallowed bones of a turkey or whatever. And then he walked away, leaving another $400 for anybody else who came in the rest of the day. Feel good Friday.
Wow. That's good.
Do we feel good?
I feel really good about that. I love it when people go pay layaway.
I love it too, but it's also sad.
But it's like taking that, it's taking the, it's, who's that? You got the joy word for your word this year, and it's like you lost something and you found the joy in it and
turn it into something good.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
We have time for one more. You two fight it out.
Go ahead. You were ready. Go ahead.
Mr. David, I don't know how to say his last name, so that's why I said Mr. David.
Okay.
Mr. David.
He was celebrating his 92nd birthday. Sorry, I have a cold. I'm not.
Okay.
Whatever. When his granddaughter showed up, he thought his birthday dinner was just going to be with her. And then there's another. Oh, look, another granddaughter. No way. A third one. Okay. They're all grandson. I don't know if you guys can hear the knocking. My knuckles hurt real bad.
You okay.
Every single one of his grandkids showed up to celebrate his 92nd birthday. The best part in this video, he's wearing a sweater that has the Papa established whatever year.
Oh, whatever year it was.
And every single name of his grandkids is embroidered on his sleeves.
Wow. And he just happened to be wearing that.
Yeah. For his birthday.
You know, I could have just done it.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We haven't done this thing in a while. It's called Right Now.
What?
Right now. Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah.
Like, are you doing something right now that is worthy of talking about on the radio?
Like, maybe someone is about to propose.
Ooh.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're
evening
setting in and they're tonight. They're
it's
now
on.
Getting ready.
And you're shaking in your boots.
Yeah.
And you're like, writing your little speech.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a speech for you?
No.
He didn't? He just got down?
He just, asked my best friend, can you take a video? And I went, And he just said, I love you so much. Will you marry me?
Did you want a speech?
I didn't care in the moment. I couldn't believe it was happening.
Wow.
is you also drop to your knees.
Yeah, that photo's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yes,
it's kind of weird.
So weird.
I think I love it.
It is very endearing.
Yeah.
But it ruins the classic picture.
I love that it's not the
he had to lay down.
It's so true. It's like,
for the record,
you have to be up. I have to be down.
I think it was like so cute.
That
I was.
That
for the record, I said, of course, not even, just yes.
Hmm.
The first time I proposed, I know we're supposed to be talking about right now stories. First time I proposed, she was just like, huh? And then like put her hand out and I'm like,
is that a yes?
She never said it. I'm like, you have to verbally respond to this.
That's the problem.
And my mom is sitting on the couch and her sister right when I went down. So is that a party? I had a Christmas party at my house.
Oh, you proposed at a Christmas party?
Yes.
Okay.
I got up in front of, oh my God, we're not going to get back to, I got up in front of everybody and I was like, a toast, it's Christmas party. I was like, to the best people in the world, to Greg and Bo, to Liz, the marketing director, to Rich, my buddy, my parents. I named everybody, cheers. And we just stop and we have a drink. And then I'm like, oh, did I leave somebody out? Nikki, come up here. And then I was like, I have a special toast for you. Well, we called her Sticky on the air then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was like, the reason I didn't mention you the first time was because I want you to be more than one of my friends or whatever. And I drop to one knee. And as I go down to one knee, I'm looking over at my mother and father and her sister, Brandy. And her sister, Brandy, sitting next to my aged parents. And she goes, no, you didn't. That is my proposal story.
That's kind of great. Other than the F word, but that's fine.
Oh, am I not allowed to say that?
No.
Right now, I'm getting fired. So I have a right now story that's kind of happening in my life.
Oh.
And I can't say, I don't know how. I know somebody who just crashed their car.
Oh, no.
Are they okay?
Yes.
Okay.
They just mildly fender bendered, and it's a type of car that is made out of, how do I say this? Like, some of the newer cars aren't metal.
Okay.
Like, around the bumpers and stuff, they're that plasticky.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. And they are frantically looking for a heat gun because they've looked up on YouTube. They don't want their SIG other to find out they've crashed the car because they have
a propensity
history. To. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And so they're texting everyone in a group text except their SIG other. Do you know where I can get a heat gun? Because apparently you can put a heat gun on it and it'll go like, pow. It'll pop the dents back out. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I've done that with a buddy before.
You have?
Yeah.
You've heat gunned him?
Well, no, he was driving way too fast and we slid and we kind of took out a no parking sign. We went into someone's yard. He drove it home.
Okay.
He's a car guy. So he had like the heat gun. We popped it out and it was like a red car and he had nail polish.
And like, he fixed it.
Like, he had it prepared. Wow. Like, I'm going to ding this car up, and I have the right
And
polish.
No one was the wiser.
His dad at the time, was not the wiser.
That's what this...
So it does work.
This right now situation could turn out okay for this person if they find a heat gun.
I think so, yeah. And maybe some nail polish.
Right.
Okay.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is what we're looking for.
The nail polish was just to make us feel like we looked good.
You feel pretty. For their nails.
I remember one time a long time ago when we did this, we asked people to call in what they were doing right now, and this guy was on his way to DIA. I don't know if you remember this.
Mm.
He was flying. He got invited to his ex's wedding. Maybe he wasn't even invited, but he knew his ex was getting married, and she was the one that got away.
Oh.
So he was going to Taylor Swift it. He was going to speak now.
Okay, for the record, let's not spread rumors that Taylor Swift actually did this at a wedding. She did not, except for on New Girl.
Oh, right.
She did it on New Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It was not Jess, the other girl.
I didn't watch it far enough in to get... Taylor Swift was on New Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very meta because they also talk about Taylor Swift. Anyway, let's go back to right now.
Anyway, so in that particular dude's thing, we were like, can we call you on Monday?
Oh, wow.
And get an update and see what happened.
Did he call? Did you?
He did it. He went to the wedding.
He spoke
it was still, I don't know, when you get married, you're not going to do the speak now thing, right?
For sure not.
Because you're afraid somebody will do it?
No one's going to stand up and claim me.
No, but also
Slacker and I have prepared speeches.
Then no, we will not be doing that.
He did it.
Wow.
He went to the wedding, I think unannounced, and when they did the thing, he stood up and said, I object to this.
Whoa.
And I distinctly remember when we called him a few days later, we were like, did you do it or not? And we heard a female laughing in the background, and it was her. She left with him.
Why is the, do you object even in weddings?
Just, it's kind of that last fail safe for like if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if none of your friends had the.
You're out the day. Give it up.
I know, but like nobody had the huevos to tell you.
Yeah.
Publicly, if
he's
not
right. Yeah. No, but it could be your last chance to get out.
Okay.
And they ended up together, this couple. So.
That's why they put it in. It's a happy ending.
Yes.
Not for everyone.
Well, yeah, it's not a victimless crime. Okay, so if you're going to do something weird to your body, or if you're going to quit your job, or you're looking for a heat gun.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're going to get a wax for the first time.
I don't hate that.
I'm just curious, like how. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could just have you on the phone while you're doing
while
it.
Yeah.
While you're like on. Me and my buddy in high school.
All right, we want to hear the drama that you're in right now. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for the drama that you are going through at this exact moment. Mm-hmm. We call it right now. Ryan?
Yeah, guys.
Hi. You are disguised, voice disguised here. What's happening right now?
Okay, so I'm 19, and I live with my parents, and they're really super duper conservative. Okay. And I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, do it.
Sorry, we aren't giving advice, are we?
So you're on your way to get one right now?
What are you getting?
Mothra.
Oh, I'm getting a leaf.
Leaf?
Yeah.
Just
a leaf.
Getting leaf.
Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but it has a lot of emotional connection for me.
Okay. Yeah, don't. Come on.
Yeah, now I feel like a jerk.
What do you think? Who's
getting it?
Who's going to be most mad, your dad or your mom?
Probably dad.
I don't know how to tell you this, but don't do it.
Are we afraid they're going to like kick you out of the house?
That's exactly why you don't do it.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
That's what you're worried about and you're getting a leaf?
Yeah, if it was mom, moms will be mad and then be a mom and go like, but I can't kick you out. Dads will be like, I told you.
It's so hard without knowing the parents. It's so hard to know whether or not this is a horrible idea.
But dads go, how old are you again? Okay, see ya.
19.
Yeah, bye.
Well, not everyone got kicked out of there.
But if you cross that line, I'm leaning towards Slacker.
My dad, I put a fake earring in. I put a magnetic earring in. There was no way for him to know it. He thought it was a real earring. And I walked into the house and he walked up and jerked it out of my ear. And I was like,
Wow. Okay, but then there was my dad, and it may be a daughter thing, but I said I'm getting my nose pierced on my 18th birthday, and he said I won't pay for your wedding. He is helping. And that was also 14.
Oh, Ryan, are you sure you want to do this? Don't do it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
You said it has sentimental value, which means that you've like put a lot of thought into it. Is it going to be on an exposed body part?
Oh.
Well, that was one way I thought I could get around it. Is maybe if I said, hey, I'll put it on my back.
Or that's what I did.
My fiance did that as well. It didn't last long.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter.
See, and my dad said that because he saw like guys in the gym with like big tats on their back and stuff. And he went to me and was like, I don't get why they'd put it on their back. You can't even see it. If you're going to get one, get it where you can see it, right? He's kind of like daring me almost.
Interesting. Ryan, okay. I just think it's a bad idea, dude, but
send us a photo at the Slacker Show on Instagram.
Yeah, check back in with us. We'd love
to
know.
See it, the leaf.
And we'll try to find you an apartment or something.
Yeah. He's going to have to make like a tree and leaf his house.
Crystal?
Yay.
Right now, what are you doing right now?
I am hyping myself up, putting myself in a good mood because I'm leaving my cheating fiance.
And I'm saying goodbye.
You're what? You're leaving him? Like right now?
Yes. Yes. I can't believe y'all are talking about this, but I just dropped him off at the airport.
Oh, where's he going?
He tried to say that he's going on a work trip, but I know more than what he thinks I know. And I know that's a lie. And, I've known for a few weeks that he's been cheating, and I even know what she looks like and everything. So, you know, it's...
Wait a minute. You've known, and you didn't tell him, so you're acting normal to his face?
Yes. And it took all that I could. You know, he tried to kiss me. I gave him the cheek. I have not kissed him. It's just... I can't. I'm good vibes.
So, okay, I just need to get... So you put him on a plane just now. You're going home. You're going to pack up. When he gets home, you're gone.
And you said fiancé, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was the wedding
planned? I'm keeping
planned?
The ring. We've started. Mm-hmm.
I would reconsider leaving the ring. I would check if you could
keep the ring. Oh, you're keeping
the ring.
Okay, good.
Have you paid deposit? Like, I don't know why I'm being dad mode right now, but have you paid deposits on stuff?
We're still within the time frame of being able to get at least half back.
Okay.
So.
And you know what?
Who cares?
Deposits are never worth staying with a cheater.
You're right.
Guys.
Oh, my.
Also, I'm sorry. Like, this sucks. But you feel like you've accepted it.
I've been working myself through this for the past couple of weeks. You know, I've gone through, what do they call it, the 10 steps, 12 steps, whatever. Yeah. I've done the tears.
Stages of grief.
I've done that. I can't believe. Yeah, exactly. Right now, there's still some parts of rage. I wanted to push him out the car
rage.
While I was driving, but I didn't. So I'm like, you know what? I'm better than this.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to pack my stuff. And I'm going to, you know, keep
don't say where you're
going to
go. Don't say where
sure
you're going to go.
Take myself on a good trip.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Take yourself on a good trip on his credit card.
Don't say where you're going to go, though. I don't want, like, screw this dude, right?
Yeah.
You've got a place lined up to live and everything.
Oh, yes. Well, I own the house, so I can just go back into that.
Put his stuff on the curb.
No.
He's going to come back to his things packed.
Yeah, are you packing his stuff or are you packing your stuff?
No, I have a separate house that I'm going to.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
So then you're set up.
I wish that I could just put his stuff on the curb.
Yeah, you didn't need him,
Crystal,
actually.
But what made you not...
I mean...
What made you not blow up on him? You said you've known for weeks? How I'm so, like, amazed that you held it in.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
You know what? One time when I found out I had been cheated on... I held it in. We were just broken up. And I said, I need to get my things from your place. Held it in.
Because you wanted to make sure that was amicable.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure that to his face I could go. I know what you did. I know who she is. Have a nice life. Never talk to me again. So I get it. Mm. When you're mad enough.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
If you need help packing, let us know.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a truck.
I will definitely do that because I think trash day is coming up. So
Oh, my God, Crystal.
Trash.
We love. Can we check in with you to make sure it all went well?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Yes, all
right.
I would love. And yeah, if y'all need a full name and everything, if I could put out an ad, don't get with me.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We just did something really weird off air. Like, do we just bring her up?
Yeah, I think so.
So the Slacker Show beanies are out. You guys are jumping through proverbial hoops to try to get them because for the first time in the history of anything, the swag that a radio station gives out was actually paid for by the people.
That's right.
So we're just not giving it. Like, we go to a thing.
We pay for it.
We're the people.
Not the listeners.
Right. We actually pay for it. Yeah. And like, when we're at an event, like I remember going to a meat event that TAC was out and he's just like, here you go, take one of these. Right. I'm like, who cares? You didn't pay for it. And now it's like, people are like, can I have a hat? I'm like, no, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
You better like wear it. You better do something cool with it. Mm-hmm. So.
Not anything weird with it, please.
Well, you can do weird things. Like if you got
I don't want to know about the weird.
If somebody gets one of our hats. By the way, Alice1059.com, go to the contest page. Mm-hmm. It's also on our link tree at Instagram.
Yeah, just go to our Instagram bio, the link in there.
But you just like, if you got an OnlyFans account.
Okay.
Sure.
And yeah. you want to make our hat famous that way?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's not on. Tell us how many okay. followers you have.
So one of the people who asked for a hat is a woman named Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
And we just cold called her sure and just put her on hold. And she doesn't know what the hell is going on.
She might be like really busy at work right now.
Yeah, well.
That's true.
Not
we
anymore.
Just
she's
had
not.
Her on hold.
Desiree?
Yay.
Yay. Oh. Well, thank you for just being on hold for us and like playing along with whatever is about to happen. So you want a beanie, do you?
I wrote you a book. I wrote you a whole book asking for a beanie.
What?
Where's the book?
I wrote you the longest letter of my life asking for a beanie.
Yes. The one that you submitted to us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty long, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
I'm up to chapter 3.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so to give people an example of who you are on our show, what do you want me to play here? Do neck or mundane?
Neck. Yeah.
Do neck. If you remember this day, you'll remember Desiree and... Does she get a beanie? Desiree.
Yay.
Yay. Salon stories. What do you got?
So I have a thousand. My dad was a hairdresser for like 60 years. But in the 70s, he started at this salon and this really large woman came in to get her haircut. And he's doing the layers and he's cutting and cutting. And literally the scissors aren't going through the hair and he can't understand what's going on. And he looks at her face and she's just like obviously like, going through something and looks down and moves her hair and he just has this huge pocket of neck fat in the scissors and is trying to cut it with the hair. And he was mortified and it didn't even cut.
Slacker has left the building.
I thought it was going to be spiders or like rope or dreadlocks or something. Slicing her neck. She's not reacting to having her neck.
She was going
she
through something.
Had her mouth open. She was going like, like every time he was trying to cut.
Okay. What in God's name? Is this what?
Was she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. She wasn't even like, it was.
Okay,
I don't know.
No,
she bleed out.
But apparently it didn't
Can
cut.
I just say what I thought this was going to be? Not this.
I also just have to tell you, I've listened to Slacker since his first day, and you four are my definite favorite ever.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. We're never going to slice your neck back. okay.
I found out after that, the reason it didn't cut her neck is because it was his first pair of scissors, and he couldn't afford a good pair.
Oh.
That's why they weren't sharp.
So it was luck?
Yeah,
because otherwise he would have sliced her open and she would have bled out on the chair.
100%.
Okay. That's right.
Now, that's the most unlucky, lucky situation. Yeah.
It's crazier.
Yeah.
He eventually got good scissors. And
right.
Lots
he
of...
did. It
so then wasn't again. She also something else?
She has texted in before. Desiree's a frequent contributor.
Should we play this other thing or just say what her other thing was?
I think we should play it.
Okay, yeah. See, the other time she was involved was this.
Can I read one really quick?
Yeah, of course.
My dad saw Shaq in an elevator in Las Vegas and they started talking and he invited him up to his penthouse to a party, but he didn't go.
Yes.
What?
He didn't go.
You were so close. I was like, I don't know if it's... Yeah. Oh, it's very mundane. Yeah. Yep, there it is.
He just was like, meh.
He said, Shaq, no thanks.
Okay.
Desiree might be my favorite contributor.
Oh, my God. That did it.
You know what I'm realizing, though?
What?
Both things are about her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you lived a life at all?
Okay.
Maybe we got to give your dad the hat, is what I'm saying.
He's still around.
No.
What?
Stepdad and real dad. They're just both.
Stepdad and real.
Yeah.
Wow, you got two cool dads.
Okay.
Yeah, but I actually text with you guys almost every day. You just don't know it's me.
You do?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to tell us what you do, but do you do something for a living where the hat would also be exposed to the public?
I'm a stay-at-home mom that goes out a lot and sees people.
Okay, perfect.
All the errands.
Yeah.
Every kid's up from school.
Yeah. I pick up from school. I volunteered because it's my fourth, so I decided I had to start volunteering.
Love that. Did you say you're fourth?
Yeah.
You have four kids?
Wow. How?
Yeah.
It's like a clown car down there.
Yeah, it's like,
no, I want a horse. Not you. What the heck? Oh my God. I was just saying, like, that's a lot. Give her a hat.
I think I said it in a more jovial way. Clown car is amazing. All right. You officially get one.
Yeah.
Yay. You do.
All right. So hang on right there. We're going to figure out how to get it to you. Have we figured that part of it out? Do people just come pick them up at the station?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll make sure that they get emails if they've been selected as a winner.
I have one quick confession to make before we wrap this up.
Oh, gosh, what?
You guys know this. We did a bag drop. We have the Slacker Show bags, and we went to different King Supers. We went to in Green Valley Ranch. We went to one by Todd Creek Farms. We went to one in Parker, and we did the one in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
While we were at the one in my neighborhood, a teacher stopped by. One of Mia's teachers stopped by and said what a great kid she was, took a picture with us, the whole thing. Well, she's starting to feel a little nervous about her grade in that class.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
So I shoved... It's already done, sweetheart. Oh, I shoved her grade over the top.
Woo!
Her English teacher is now the proud owner. Can I give one away?
Yeah, of course you can. But now, are you mortifying your daughter because her teacher's going to come in wearing a Slacker Show beanie?
She won't be mortified if she has an A.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'm with you. We paid for these ourselves. We got to get her money.
Bought her an A. I'm doing the chick from Full House. Right? Where we just...
What?
The Lori Loughlin?
Oh,
yes!
Oh, yeah.
The scandal. All right. So if you want a beanie, you either have to be one of my children's teachers.
Okay.
Or submit to the website.
Wait, what?
Put my kids in there, too. Okay. Oh, my teachers.
Just go to our Instagram link tree or alice1059.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. Listen, we're about to do something that has become very popular on the show. It's called TX Controversial Rankings. Controversial. and we have a little music thing we're going to sing to here in a second. I just need to take a moment.
Yeah.
Erica, are you going to be able to hold it together?
I do not know.
You have lost your effing mind today.
Yes. I drank too much coffee and...
She was just inconsolable a second ago.
Yeah.
Look, you're wacky.
Yeah, I am afraid to take any sips of my drinks because I had to walk the studio to try not to spit it in all of your faces.
But what the reason I'm concerned is you love
I do.
This thing.
I do.
So
that's why I want to do it. She's the biggest supporter and she's amped up right now.
Keep it together.
I really hope you don't piss me off.
Okay. Sing along if you know the words.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says dumbers, but this is dumbers.
Yeah, and you didn't say it.
I did too. I just do the dumbers. Are you okay?
Okay. Today we are ranking something that we all have experience with, and I think we're going to come to a consensus on this one. This will be perhaps the first.
Are you ready to say this is our finest hour?
It might be our finest hour.
No one's going to fight.
We'll see.
I'm going to say I'm on board with TX controversial rankings now, so I'm not going to push against it unless it's stupid.
Okay. These are the controversial shopping cart rankings.
Dude, I'm out.
What do you mean shopping cart rankings?
Are you
rankings?
Telling me that shopping carts at different places are different?
They are.
What?
But this is dumb.
Yeah. No, it's dumbers.
Like, in my head, you've got Costco and every other grocery store.
No.
They are the same.
Are you joking? Listen, I don't want to blow your list, but I know one of the carts that should be up there. Target never has wheel.
They got plastic.
Ever. Mm-hmm. It's plastic all the way around. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the
King Supers now, with they have the thing where they put that governor on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it's like, the one wheel will slow you. If the cart's going out of control, it starts going.
How often are you taking your carts out of control?
I just walk fast and it doesn't.
It does, yeah.
It drives me nuts. You guys, you got to get rid of that stupid cart.
They're not all the same.
I don't think I can come up with 10 stores that have shopping carts, though.
Well, you know what? You know who can?
T-Hack, apparently.
T-Hack can.
Okay.
T-Hack, you got a supporter in me.
Thank you.
You got a friend in me.
All right.
Is there a gas leak?
Yes, there is. Okay, let's do controversial rankings. Why can't I say that word?
Yeah.
Controversial.
Controversial rankings.
It's just like controversial. Okay, go ahead.
Number 10, Walmart. Deserves a spot. They're classic. They're pretty big. But
Walmart's plastic too. They're in that Target wheelhouse.
No, they're metal. They're metal with
some of them have plastic.
Oh no, they're like gray with they're gray metal, and then they have the blue handle on them.
And they got little blue flippy thing on the seat.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you still have to put your kids in that guillotine where you basically break their legs backwards to put them in the front thing?
You do have to. Okay. Yeah, a little
bit. It's a reverse.
Or you do the swan leg there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. They're good, but Walmart got in a lot of the stores, they got rid of their baskets. So now they're relying on their shopping carts. Not strong enough. Not strong enough of a cart.
Okay. My preferred shopping cart is a basket.
I agree.
What do you mean a basket? Oh, the carry the basket thing?
I don't want to push a cart around.
I've been at a Walmart before and been, hey, where are the baskets? And I've had them say, we have one and it's somewhere.
One?
We have one left and it's somewhere in the store.
Okay.
I know we're off topic.
So the journey begins.
My King Soopers pulls the baskets on the weekend.
What?
Why?
They don't let you do baskets on the weekend.
Noticed.
They hide them.
Are people stealing them?
I don't know. But you like walk around and you're like, where are they? They're not where they go.
Right.
And they just hide them in the back. So I bring in my Slacker Show bag and just put things in the bag, into the bag.
I don't think is like, you're not supposed to do that.
But what are they going to do? If you go up front and then take everything out and do the thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I don't know.
Okay. So I like this list so far.
Okay. Number 9 might get some mixed reactions here, but IKEA. Their carts are terrible.
They're huge, aren't
they? They're weirdly, they're on the swivel thing. They're like rear wheel drive or something. You know?
So they're like a Hummer, so the back wheels turn too?
Yeah, when you turn a corner, you have to like swing the back around and it's...
Why would that be low on your list? That should be higher.
No, because it's like you're like Mamba-ing the whole time. You're like, it's really a core
workout. That sounds like a you problem. It sounds like the cart is dope.
No, it does. It never goes straight. It's always veering.
Is it meant to be pulled? Do you think it's meant to be pulled?
But sometimes, why would I have a handle in the back?
Yeah,
maybe you're on the front. Is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like some things. If you pull it, it might work better.
Well, then it still deserves the number 9 spot because you need the employees to be alerting people because everyone's
that's
pulling
a pull cart right there.
Yeah, everyone's
seems
doing it wrong.
Crazy.
But there are things like that.
Walk in front of your cart.
Yeah. No. Do you ever get the big, I don't want to ruin your list again. Do you ever get the big flatbed at Home Depot?
Yeah.
You pull that. You don't push it. You pull it. It's so much better to pull.
Or the flatbed at Costco.
I never get that. I don't get them. It's always people who are running an orphanage. Because it's like,
eggs. We could all 4 sit on it. And as it filled up, one kid had to get off. And I was the youngest, so I got to stay on the longest.
Your parents did the flatbed at Costco?
There were 4 of us. We were
your childhood.
Wow.
Yeah. My poor mom pushing all 4.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
If she pulled it, she could have done it. It's a pull cart.
Oh, she did.
In my opinion.
I'd be interested, any listeners, any IKEA supporters, text in 303-222-5423. You know what I'm talking about. The carts are jacked. Number 8, Slacker, the Home Depot flatbed.
Oh, my
God. Come on. Called it. Number 8.
I love a flatbed.
Can I ask
it's
you a question?
It's pretty good. It's specific, you know? It's not an everyday cart, but when you need it, it's great.
Can a store be on your list more than once?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
I'm falling in love with you today.
A follow-up question. Are we talking straight-up flatbed or the ones that has the, like, metal
thing? Like the bars are only when you're doing 2x4s or whatever?
Yeah, or, like, doors.
Oh, doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the cart with the handle that just
pulled. Just one. Straight flatbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight up flatbed.
Yeah. Number 8.
We better see Home Depot again here soon.
Oh.
Number 7.
Okay.
The Home Depot regular cart. Did I share this with you or something? How do you know this? Are we just that? Are
you guys connected
right now
today?
Yeah. No, because he got it wrong.
What?
Do you think that should be
no,
one?
No, the bright orange, kind of plasticky.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Always everywhere. Easy
I'm
to
not,
spot.
I don't want. Can a store be on your list thrice?
What other things?
Oh my God, you guys are so stupid. I'm not going to ruin his list.
What?
Yeah, we're so stupid.
Trust me, if he doesn't have, this could go down as a bread-like controversial ranking
where
he forgot a cart. He might have forgotten biscuits on this list.
That's behind the scenes.
He has admitted off air, and I'm done. I'm done carrying your water, sir. Okay, no. You forgot biscuits when you did bread.
The biscuit lobby's after me
you
already.
You forgot biscuits, and I think you forgot one of the best carts around, and I won't. I'm not going to ruin it.
Okay.
But the Home Depot regular cart.
Yeah. I don't know what other cart Home Depot has.
What number was that? I mentioned with the metal poles.
Okay, they don't have the mini ones, do they?
I love a mini cart.
Those are my favorite.
Hey, guys, it's his list. Okay. What number was that?
That was number 7.
Okay, get one more in. We got to take a break.
This is a tie here for 5. 5A and 5B. I'll give you 5B.
Wait, it should be. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, because they're tied. Safeway at 5B. King Supers at 5A.
Just the standard. Oh,
yeah. Standard cart.
Okay. Or,
you know.
I know. So you're just leaving them in the middle.
I know there's a rivalry. Okay. We're not going to choose sides. We, you know, it's just a normal shopping cart.
Okay.
Tied at 5.
If so there's not a mini cart on here.
They're always available. There's all, like, these things are all the factors that.
So there are only 4 left on your list.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is not Home Depot.
Correct.
You fired. And if it's not a mini cart.
There's 2 Home Depot on the list already. What's the other
cart? I know,
but
that second Home Depot didn't need to be on there. Okay.
What is the other option?
Okay. So we will get to what could be our finest hour or T-Hack's last 5 minutes.
No. Mm.
Controversial rankings, shopping carts. More next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We are in the middle of T-Hack's controversial rankings. He picks things like bears, tigers, breads,
Have you
portable
done tigers?
Meats.
Yeah.
I have done tigers.
The second one.
Okay, okay.
Who was number 1 on that? I bet you remember.
I do.
Was Tony? It Tony?
No.
It's Danny,
nope.
Oh, you're right,
It's Hobbs. Calvin and Hobbs.
Calvin and Hobbs.
Yeah. I wasn't here for that, so I
yeah, that's a pretty good one. But if you do recall when he did his bread list, he left biscuits out. He may be doing the same thing again today because he's doing shopping carts. Okay. Now, if you're an avid shopper, you know certain stores, you get the cart and you're just like, this is a pleasure. This is such a joy to shop here. But he's gotten 2 Home Depot carts on there. Why don't you run through your bottom 6, if you will?
Okay, number 10 was Walmart. 9 is IKEA, the weird real why can't I say that?
Rear wheels.
Thank you.
Will you do me a favor next time you go there?
Yeah.
Will you just drag it behind you and see what happens?
Or take a video for us?
Yeah.
Because I don't go there often at all.
I never go there, and I salmon it.
You swim upstream.
I go backwards because I don't want to go through the whole thing. So I go backwards and just I go to the warehouse and find the things I want. I'm not going through the crap. I'm not doing it.
Oh, that's the best part.
I don't have all day.
All the little
plus the meatballs are at the end anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Number 8 was the Home Depot flatbed. Yeah. Number 7, the Home Depot regular cart.
This is where he made a mistake.
Bright orange, always available, plastic, durable. And tied at 5 was King Supers and Safeway. They have a rivalry.
Okay.
We're staying neutral. They're tied. Gotcha. Yeah, they're just a classic shopping cart. Okay. So now we're in the top 4. And I don't know if these are in this area or not, this location, this store.
Mm. Oh my God. You're definitely fired if you get this wrong.
Number 4 is Aldi.
Never been to an Aldi.
Do you know what you have to do at Aldi for the shopping cart?
Put a quarter in.
You have to put a quarter in.
Why? Because you get it back at
the end. You get it back at the end.
Why is that a good thing?
Because it's valuable. They're not just letting them go willy-nilly. You have to have skin in the game to get a cart.
303-222-5423.
This isn't going well.
You can submit your job application.
What's wrong with the Aldi?
First off, aren't Aldis here. There's no store in Colorado where you have to pay a deposit. So you've now made us an Iowa show, which is awful. Like
Aldis are all over the place. It's a German chain, first of all.
Okay.
And people have text in, listeners, 303-222-5423. You've put the quarter in. They're known for that. They're known for their shopping cart because of the quarter.
So people go, I want to go to the store where I have to pay for my shopping cart. That's what they're, it's like, they don't sell cool stuff. It's just yeah. the shopping cart.
You okay. never see an Aldi cart on the side of the road. No one ever drives off with it. They're nice. They're clean. And you get your quarterback.
Erica, are we done with controversial rankings? Is this the last one?
I'm not super thrilled about
okay. number four. That's all I'm saying. You're not doing well today.
Then I'll get you back.
Oh.
Number three.
Oh.
Costco.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a mini cart. Costco flatbed?
Say
Costco
why
regular.
Costco is a good cart.
A lot of people seem to go to Costco.
Oh,
Costco so you don't even have a good reason?
Wow. I have a membership.
It's
they
very
won't let
big.
Me in.
They won't
it's
let
such
him in.
It's such a huge cart.
It's such a, you could,
it seems big. Yeah,
you could that's, sleep in that cart if you needed.
I wonder if you can put two kids in that front. You might be able
probably.
To.
Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
could have probably been higher on the list, but we weren't allowed in to conduct our research, so we don't
so
have a membership.
So there's Costco's everywhere. They're all over Colorado. There's one on my way home. On yep. That's where Costco Jamie works, and one on Pena mm-hmm. Boulevard. But instead, we have an Aldi's in the list. One that no one
well,
who's
Costco's
from...
Costco's also on the list.
And Costco's higher.
It's yeah, no, but it's like... But
even with the inconclusive results, it was still, we factored in people like Costco.
At this point, you're pretty much guaranteed to be fired, but the Slacker Show research team is they're teetering too.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a massive carnage.
Yeah, none
day.
Of them have a Costco card.
None of them do.
Okay.
No, we don't pay those guys.
Okay.
That's true.
Number two, the aforementioned Target. Great cart. Plastic. Durable.
Once again,
red.
Thought it was going to be a mini cart.
Visible.
I love the Target carts, though.
Yeah.
And again, I truly believe, just raise your hand. Have you ever had a Target cart with the wonky wheel?
I think no. I have.
I don't think you can.
No.
They I also. I don't think they can wonk out. The wonky wheel, like King Supers has the and the one.
Well, instead, do you think that Target employees just pull the wonky wheels right away?
They might.
Perhaps.
No wonk at the Target.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Target also has those ones with like the seats in it. The two like red seats on the back for the little kids. You could sit. You know what I'm talking
no.
about?
No.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Tiak. Mm-hmm. Look in my face. I know exactly what you're talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't, do you?
No,
why
I
are
don't.
You upset?
Because this is where he screwed up. Right now, he's down to, no. he's got to make you happy with mini cart.
Right.
Or he's got to make me happy with the cart he forgot.
You guys are digging a hole.
And I just
told you. Digging a hole.
There is no chance your cart is better. You're saying neither one of our carts are on your list?
I'm saying number one is still on the way, and you got just go
and it's not either of the things we're talking
well,
about.
Keep bashing me.
We know it's not Home Depot, which is your dream.
Do you want me to tell?
It's not Home Depot. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know. What are you talking about?
We mentioned three Home Depot carts, and you said it's not.
No, go ahead. Tell your last one, and then I'll tell you how stupid you are.
Number one, the Trader Joe's
yep.
mini
yep.
cart.
Yeah!
Come on, for the
yeah!
kids. For
victory
the kids.
For Trader Joe's.
What's
oh,
the mini cart?
Wait, no.
He just said
for the kids?
No,
yeah,
no,
the mini cart.
Not the kids' cart.
The kids' cart.
No,
cart with he's the talking. He's talking about. I told you,
the
he's
mini cart for
no.
the kids.
The little one.
Double decker mini cart at King Supers.
No,
the mini
kids' cart at Trader Joe's.
No,
number one.
No.
Number one.
Show your data.
Number one on the list is the Home Depot race car cart. Two little driving wheels. It's like thing you're talking about at Target where the kids sit separate from the cart.
I don't know if they have those anymore.
Yes, they do.
I've
it's
never
the
seen
race
that.
Car
okay,
cart.
Grandpa, hold on.
I've never seen that.
You're mad about the mini cart.
I am.
No matter what, he could have put regular mini cart in there, dumped Aldi's. He could have put the race car cart.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what
about.
You're talking about.
Yes, the race car cart.
I've never seen that before.
Huh. Orange? No, I've never seen that.
Yes, it's the Home Depot NASCAR cart. Every Home Depot
More
has
people
one.
Have heard of Aldi's
NASCAR
than that.
NASCAR cart.
Okay. All right. You guys decide.
Trader
Does
Joe's
T-Hack
mini cart,
have a job? Yes or no?
Aww.
If you've ever taken your children to Trader Joe's, text in.
303 222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I think I know T-Hack's problem.
Oh, wow.
That is the exact way I like to start radio.
Do we all start
exactly.
throwing in our guesses?
Right. What do you think? What do you think his problem is?
I don't know that I have any.
You do have some problems.
Okay.
I've noticed a few lately.
In this moment, you've got a single little
hair
sticking
alfalfa.
Straight up. Well, your hair is different today.
My what?
It's
just more
your
gel.
Your hair is different. It's not hanging down in your face. It's pushed back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There it is. You're touching it. That's your alfalfa right there.
It? Okay.
No, well, you have a. Yeah, no, that's just.
Yeah,
that's just
going to
be like that.
Okay.
Aaron, when you're creating a video, can you zoom all the way in on that bad boy?
It's on now.
It's kind of. It's just pushed.
Okay. It's gone. All right. So that's number one.
Exactly.
Does he have a mental problem, a physical problem? Because his marriage is rocks.
Oh,
why you can't make friends?
Yes.
Oh.
This is not just a TAC thing, but I'm realizing it is also a TAC thing. It's for all men. So I had coffee today with a girl I met on TikTok, which is awesome.
Oh. Okay.
I love it. You can make friends anywhere.
And just hold on. You liked her videos. She liked your. And it's
no,
like,
I made
friends?
A video.
Asking for friends.
Seeking friends.
Oh, for the love. Okay.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I will say a lot of people, not a lot, a few people commented on it. Several that I was like, I just don't think, you know, but then she commented on it and she seems like me.
You're aware that the people who commented on it might be listening and you're basically going, yeah, you didn't make the cut.
Or they're too cool for me.
Oh.
Okay.
You didn't make the cut.
Maybe I'm like, not going to work for me because I'm weird.
Can I ask you a weird thing about friendship? Don't you want to shoot higher?
No, I just want friends who will let me be me.
I know, but like you are the five people you surround yourself with. So if you've got a bunch of losers as friends, you're never going to. But like I have a lot of friends who do very well or very like astute.
Yeah, but maybe it's like, just with women. Like if someone thinks they're cool.
You know what?
I don't necessarily want to be friends. I do not think I'm cool in the slightest. Okay. And I want people who match my energy.
Okay.
Am I?
I think it depends because if you get a lot of people who don't think they're cool together, then it's just a weird group and it's like, it's all pick me girls in one area and I can't do it.
Do you need alpha?
Wait, pick me girls think that they're cool. That's the problem.
It can be the other way around too, though.
Like you just got to feel their vibes. Okay.
I got it. But I just don't know how you feel somebody's vibe through their their TikTok profile picture.
Well, I took a chance.
Okay.
I took a chance on this. And
this feels so much like dating. It's weird.
No,
but
I literally texted her before. We were meeting at a coffee shop and I was like, I feel like we're going on a blind date. So here's what I'm wearing. Because yes, you've seen videos of me. I've seen photos and videos. She doesn't make as many videos. I've seen photos of you. But I don't know if I could pick you out in a crowd.
Okay.
So we had to like do the like, I'm in a beanie and you know. That whole thing.
You wore a Slacker Show beanie?
No, I did not wear this beanie.
Oh my God, you tool.
I did not wear this beanie.
We don't wear it
beanie.
Now, so you have a bandolier of beanies?
I wore a gray beanie. Okay. I specifically did not wear this beanie to meet a new person. That would be weird.
Talk about pick me, girl.
Yeah.
Like
and
you
I
rocking
didn't
a
do
Slacker
it.
Show. Okay.
Hey, also, Aaron wore the Slacker Show beanie earlier this week. Why am I getting yelled at?
She wasn't just going on a blind date.
Yeah. I didn't wear it on the blind date.
No, but we were a little confused for a second. Okay, so let's get back to what's wrong with Tia.
Right.
I'm not cool.
No. So we start talking about her husband, my fiance.
Well, we know. Jesus. Oh my God. It's live radio, you guys. Yeah. And she is.
I just chucked a piece of plastic. We start talking about them and she's like, you know, he doesn't really have a ton of guy friends. And I was like, oh, I would love to help Dane make guy friends as well.
Okay.
But then I started thinking about it. So if we set them up, right? Coffee went
here
great.
We go.
So then if we set them up, what are they going to do?
This is exactly.
Like girls go and get coffee when they don't know each other. And that's totally not that weird.
So you just set the scene. You sit down.
Uh-huh.
We don't know each other. And it's like, you do the stupid, how are you? Where'd you go to school? Like
I almost got hit by a car on my way in. I'm not very good at walking on icy ground. I don't know.
And you just, okay.
Yeah, like, when
and
did
you think
move
guys
here?
Wouldn't do that?
Well, T-Hack, would guys be comfortable?
No.
Would you, a guy?
No.
No, you can stop.
I started thinking, I was like, guys would do the same thing. Then I looked into his doughy brown eyes. I'm like, no way, he can't do it.
Like, imagine I told you, Slacker, I've got this guy you should meet. You might go, but it would be weird. You don't chat at all before.
Why don't you marry him?
Right. Okay.
And I think that this is the problem with male friendship and we need to solve it.
Guys would have to drink and then you've got to have one thing with the dude. You gotta.
You need to be able to like watch football together the first time or
If he's a football fanatic, you got to at least like it. If he's fully into hunting, you can't be opposed to hunting. You know what I mean? You might not have to hunt, but you have to have watched an elk getting shot video on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
he's going to want to show you his collection of bows or whatever, and you have to at least...
You can't...
Yeah.
Girls could be from opposite worlds and sit there and carry on a conversation, whereas guys are just like, I got this one thing, and I want to talk about this one. You don't even like my thing?
What's
and
then it's T-Hack's just one thing?
Shoes.
It'd be shoes.
Shoes
probably.
Or basketball.
Or basketball, yeah. And a lot of guys are micro beers or whatever, and they're video games. Those are probably, I would say, one and two. And I'm just... That's
neither one of those things.
Neither.
So many guys are video games.
This is the problem. Guys have a harder time because who cares if she and I had left that conversation and been like, we're never going to see each other again.
Okay.
It was still fine, right? Like, I know I can go and meet someone and chit chat for an hour and it's fine.
You were going to get a coffee anyways.
Exactly.
So it's like, you're not out any.
Like, whatever. But for guys, I just feel like it would be real awkward if you had a coffee and then went.
For sure.
Never mind.
But what if. Yeah. So if you didn't like her, what would you do? Would you just text her later and go, wasn't a connection?
No, I think that you just like are busy all the time that they try to make plans.
Like every single time she texts you, you're like, okay.
But luckily it was not that way at all if she's listening.
So you made a love
connection. I absolutely want to see you again.
You're going
to.
I think that is terrifying though, to think of what if it doesn't go well. And then I got a beer with this guy and he thought it went great. And I'm like, we had nothing in common. That's terrifying too.
Oh, as we were leaving, I did think to myself, was I weirdly quiet today? But she texted me after. So everybody's dating.
Okay.
It's dating.
Let me just, I'll get it out of the way for you, T-Hack. If you have that stupid effing hair sticking up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I think I'm going to be sad right now.
Why?
Because it's that time of year. Everybody's done a resolution or whatever. And like, we're far enough in. The people are falling off of it. But Erica, you were doing so good.
You got a brick.
Did you get a brick?
I got a brick. I haven't set it up yet.
Oh.
But I'm not. Really? I'm not.
Yeah, I need to in the next couple of days.
But you were trying to not, you're not doing it to be more present. You're trying to like get better sleep. So like not grab your phone first thing.
Right.
And blow your dopamine for the day.
Yeah, the dopamine is getting blown.
Okay. Dear diary. And then also not have it at night. Like doom scrolling before you go to bed.
I don't think I'm doing horrible on doom scrolling. Like we watch TV at night. Okay. There's a lot happening. No, we do not watch TV in bed. We watch TV down on the couch. Then we go up to bed. I get ready. I wash my face, brush my teeth, all of that. I'm better at not scrolling after that.
Okay.
But also in the evenings, we're on screens less in general because I'm doing the 10K steps.
Oh.
So because I'm on my walking pad, usually Dane comes down there with me and we both are trying to kill out our 10K. So I'll go for a little bit and we hang out and then he goes for a little bit. Sometimes we bring the dog down to the basement to do this.
What do you do during it?
Chit chat.
Oh, just with each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm on my phone.
But you're not.
But the phone thing has been tough.
Don't you remember how happy you were when you quit?
Yeah, I quit for like 3 days.
And you were really happy. Present know, and like smart.
But I think sometimes this is the problem with resolutions is that I set other ones as well.
Can't do that.
And it's a lot. I can't change everything in one day. What is the...
Like so many people go, I'm going to get a better diet. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to quit smoking. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
You can't do that.
But
you
I'm
can't.
Doing 10K steps. I'm eating like 90% completely clean, like very, very strict.
You're not drinking.
I'm not drinking. Dry January.
All right.
I feel amazing.
Yeah, but you just kick that last little dopamine thing.
But I think T-Hack's doing better than me.
I'm trying.
He doesn't respond. Sometimes I get up and there's 4,000. You guys, like, Erin gets up at 4 in the morning and just starts, like, throwing up on her phone.
Right.
And it's like there's 10 billion texts and I just try to catch up when I do. Hack does not get involved till like, after 9.
Yeah,
because so I get up first, I let my wife sleep longer, and I get up with the kids, and I've started just leaving my phone in the bedroom, so I just don't even
have
it.
That's so killer.
Because what I would do is I would try to ignore it, but you wake up, you check it, you see some texts, you got some work emails, and even if you're not engaged, it's still in the back of your mind of like, I got to get
so
to that.
So you don't even know don't how many times know. Aaron's texted.
Yeah. In fact, I gave you guys a warning. I'm like, by the way, I'm probably going to be MIA for a while. And you guys were like, we don't text that early.
It's so much worse right now.
There's been text.
Aaron's out of control.
What about pre-bed? Are you scrolling?
I am not. That's the other thing I gave up is I'm doing way better, especially when I'm with my wife. So the morning reason was because I'm with my kids. And so it's like, I want to at least have my morning where I'm there for them.
Yep.
You know, I'm 100%. Like, no other distractions. We have the morning. Lovely. Breakfast, whatever. And then at night, I've started to just try to be way more present, be in the moment, savor things a little more. That was my word of the year, savor. It's like when I let the dogs out at night, instead of bringing my phone and being on my phone, I just let the dogs out.
And watch them.
Because what else is there to life other than life? This is it. Mm. It's boring, but this is life. You let the dogs out.
And are you thinking?
Yeah. And my dopamine is way better because I'm not on it first in the morning. I'm noticing things. Like I'm noticing the Christmas tree or whatever still up. And you're like, hey, it looks really good. I've just walked by that so many times.
It's
whoa, it's like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
You've inspired me. I will set up my brick so that, because then I could also like lock myself out of social media. Well, no, I can't do that. Never mind. I'll say while I'm here.
The other thing, you've mentioned this before, Slacker, with the dopamine regulation. Yeah. I found myself laughing at little things way more than before. Wow. My wife will say something and then we crack up and it's like, this hasn't happened in a while.
Cause you've spent it all.
Yeah. And it's, so that's been really fun.
How much is a brick?
I don't even know. I bought two of them and I don't have a clue.
So you have a second one?
I don't think they're too expensive.
No, I bought one for Dane.
However much it is, I need to buy one.
They're about 50.
Perfect.
Oh, they were on sale.
Yeah. I'm buying one.
Whatever. They're under 100.
Definitely getting in. I have the discipline. I don't need it, but we are going to stop Aaron in our stupid little tracks. No more 4 a.m.
I don't want to change. I don't want to change.
You're done.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. Basically, if you're a criminal and you're going to commit a crime and maybe go back to jail, pick a better spot to rob. Just.
Okay.
If you're going to commit a crime, commit a damn crime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Go all in.
I've got a story that will remind you not to play your childhood games as an adult.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I've got a story out of Louisiana.
You don't say, Louisiana. Girl.
New Orleans.
Is that in Louisiana?
New Orleans,
right,
yes.
Right, Enola. Huh. Anyway,
how are we employed?
You made me like have a heart attack.
Is it not? It is. You're the only smart one in the room.
I'm very known Keep to coming. Be bad at geography.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
A 41-year-old woman named Erin decided to go on a little bit of a trip down memory lane, and she said,
that.
"Let's play mermaids."
My God, yes.
Mermaids.
Yay. Yeah. The problem is mermaids are usually associated with the ocean.
Okay.
Okay.
She couldn't find an ocean.
Okay.
She also was naked.
Oh.
And found the closest body of water, which was her neighbor's pond.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. When cops came, they asked her, hey, what's going on? She said, I was just trying to be a mermaid. And the neighbor said it's not the first time she's skinny dipped in their pond.
Okay.
They warned her before. She didn't listen, so that's why they called 911.
Hack.
Yeah, I don't
know. Naked girl pond.
No.
Yeah.
You making a call?
No. I don't want the issue.
Like, play mermaids.
Yeah, they have real crimes to stop.
Yeah.
41-year-old naked woman who actually appears to have been drunk. And was intimidating people.
Oh.
Public intimidation.
Oh, yeah. That
one of her charges.
Did she have a tail?
No.
She was just doing
no pants.
Okay.
She was naked, remember?
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just so you know, I'm putting a pond in my backyard, so.
If anyone wants to play mermaid.
Mermaids, who's by my house? Hack, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
My story is out of Florida.
Florida!
This dude named Dexter got out of jail, and as soon as they released him, he went straight to another robbery.
What?
Here's my problem with Dexter. He went to a Dollar General store.
Okay.
Where everything's a dollar?
Yeah. Hey, Dexter, what do you think? What do you think the score is going to be on that thing? You know, you hit the mint. You hit the.
Can you
imagine? The Federal Reserve.
You get out of prison and you're like, what should I do first?
I think first thing I'm going to do
commit
a little robbing.
Commit a crime.
Yeah.
I just missed it so much.
Yeah. Well, it didn't take long for them to call the police and he was arrested.
Mm.
And he's back.
But not until he found a local watering hole and jumped in and played a little mermaid. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.